Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's begin a round of Trump Tui. Jen Tui's record, 1,414 victories, 281 losses. But Sherry from Pepper Pike is today's contestant trying to hand you your 282nd loss. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Good. We're glad you're doing well. We're going to be getting a round of Trump Tui. So let's start the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, you leave the room.
I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Sherry.
All right, her headphones are off. She's leaving the room. She's in the hallway. She does not take part in this game. Maybe you've never played Trump Tui before and you're listening for the first time. I'm going to ask Sherry five questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. After those five questions are over, we bring Jen Tui back into the room. Whoever answers more correctly wins the game. Ties go to the house. All right, Sherry of Pepper Pike, we begin with question number one. And today is National Coffee Day. I still need to take advantage of this. This means free and discounted coffee for you. By the way, all the details posted on the Jen and Tim Show page that you can get through your Odyssey app. All I need you to do is name any place that you could get coffee.
Starbucks.
Ooh, there you go. Question number two. LeBron James and Kevin Love, well, they're now co-owners of a Major League Pickleball team. So the appearance of a pickleball court and the manner of play of the game resemble which sport?
Tennis.
Question number three. Ryan Reynolds making a big announcement on Twitter this week. Deadpool 3, well, it's on the way. And this time, Hugh Jackman as Wolverine is going to join him. Ryan Reynolds has been married to Blake Lively since 2012, but he was married to this actress from 2008 to 2011.
Scarlett Johansson.
Nice. Question number four. Sherry's bringing her A game. All right, your Cleveland Guardians. Well, they're headed to the playoffs. Tickets go on sale today. We're very excited. They have officially won the American League Central Division. What year was the most recent time they won the Central Division? It was either 2018, 2019, or 2020?
2018.
Question number four. Did you hear that with the Trump Tui tip by any chance?
Yeah,
you go. Nice job. You deserve that. All right, question number five. Grammy-winning 90s hip-hop icon and also, well, sometime actor, Coolio, passed away, age 59 years old. That was breaking news later last night. So Coolio's song, Gangsta's Paradise, was on the soundtrack for this 1995 movie starring Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't have a clue.
Okay, that's all right. We're going to see how you did. That's not an easy question, obviously. How many of the five did you get correct? We'll bring Jen Tui back into the room. Continue a round of Trump Tui. That's all coming up next. All right, a round of Trump Tui continues. Sherry of Pepper Pike is today's contestant. She did a fantastic job. She got four.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. Sherry, nice work. Four out of five. Let's see if it holds up. Same five questions I asked Sherry when you were out of the room. You're now back in the room. Here we go. Question number one. Today is National Coffee Day. That means free and discounted coffee for you. All the details posted on the Jen and Tim Show page you can get to through your Odyssey app. All we need you to do is name any place that you would find or any place that you would get coffee.
Dunkin'.
Of course. Question number two. LeBron James, Kevin Love. They're now co-owners of a Major League pickleball team. Now, the appearance of a pickleball court and the manner of play resembles which sport?
Tennis.
Yes, it is tennis. Ryan Reynolds made a big announcement on Twitter this week. Deadpool 3. It's on the way. This time, Hugh Jackman is Wolverine is going to join him. Ryan Reynolds has been married to Blake Lively since 2012, but was married to this actress from 2008 to 2011.
Was it Scarlett Johansson? Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Don't roll your eyes like you're not. You did. You made a face
well,
like I'm
me a
waiting.
Question. I can't help you out. Okay. I mean, I can't. I'm a neutral party here.
You are a neutral party.
What's a Scarlett Johansson? Could have been him.
Okay. It was, turns out.
Correct, it was.
Okay.
Sherry also knew that.
Got it, thank you.
Question number four, your Cleveland Guardians are headed to the playoffs. Tickets go on sale today, which is exciting news. They've won the American League Central Division. What year was the most recent time they won the Central Division?
It was 2018.
It was either 2018,
18.
2019,
oh.
or 2020.
Crap. 2018.
It was 2018.
Sorry. I mean, they don't call me Sporty Jen for nothing.
This is fair.
You know.
It's fair. I hate that you knew that without the multiple choice. I can't believe I did either. All right. Stay away from Central League Division questions. Question number five. Grammy-winning 90s hip-hop icon and sometimes actor Coolio apparently found dead yesterday at age 59.
Aww.
His song Gangsta's Paradise was on the soundtrack for this 1995 movie starring Michelle Pfeiffer.
I remember the movie. She was a teacher. It was called... Oh, God. It was not Poetic Justice. That was the Janet Jackson movie.
I was gonna say.
Right. And I feel like it was around that time. It was... What was
Need
that
an answer.
Movie?
Need
Colin,
an answer.
I don't have it! Ugh. It was,
Need an answer.
I can't remember. You're going to tell me. I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to telling you this.
What?
So maybe I won't.
Tell
Final
me.
Totals, I'm
tell
kidding.
Tell me.
Dangerous.
Minds.
Minds.
Dangerous Minds. I wouldn't have got that, but I remember it now that you said it.
Final totals. Sherry of Pepper Pike, fantastic job. She got four. You also got four. Ties to the house.
Sherry. That was a good battle, though.
That was good.
Thank you for playing.
You both did a great job. If either of you would have came up with Dangerous Mind, was there somebody listening that knew that answer to question five? Because I am very proud of you. That was a tough one. All right, Sherry of Pepper Pike, we love that you listen to the show. We love that you play the game. You know what you need to say.
Hi, this is Sherry from Pepper Pike, and I did not trump Chewy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.